Embodiment is a powerful phase of the ascension process. The combination of ascension practices, evolutionary frequencies coming through the sun and out of the planetary New Earth crystalline grid systems, and crystalline DNA activation create the experience of divine embodiment. These cosmic factors create the environment for a brand new experience of Christ consciousness or unity consciousness in form, allowing for unification of the multidimensional self as a consistent conscious awareness. DNA creates personal, collective, and multidimensional experiences in form. It is a photonic light receiver generator. It traverses dimensions and densities. Crystalline DNA contains stargate codes for the experience of the solar cosmic Christ, or the divine human experience. When the fields of our activated DNA, which creates our coveted experience of divinity in form, begin to spin and radiate diamond solar plasma light, our energy fields expand to match that vibration. As we activate crystalline bridge, Christed crystalline strands of DNA, we begin to embody our multidimensional self, the simultaneous awareness of many aspects of self. With the activation of the crystalline rainbow bridge DNA codes, we are primed to receive a stronger, more consistent experience of multidimensional or Christed embodiment. We reconnect our awareness as Source, as Self, as a purified, very clear awareness. This is known as the Christed crystalline or unity consciousness state. It triggers massive collective acceleration for those choosing ascension. This is happening now. When we surrender to this divine presence of self, it rewrites our consciousness via our activated DNA. It changes the way we feel, think, act, and create. Divine templates which bridge the worlds, like the solar cosmic Christ, are embodied during ascension. Lower timelines drop away as the higher realities of Christ consciousness are embodied. The archetypal realities of old earth are transmuted, and the templates for spirit and form create new realities. Embodiment of Christ consciousness is the bridge between worlds, which is why it has the Savior connotation, and why Master said that we would do all of this and more. Just like a primary Christed ascension timeline, we utilize crystalline DNA and Christ consciousness as a gateway to a new experience because it bridges dimensions and densities. Embodiment of the Christed self is changing the human heart grid and providing a new experience as a palpable reality for all willing hearts to align with. The revelation of changes in the sun, Gaia's core magnetic shift allowing her solar activation, and our own solar heart activation weaves us back into the cosmic fabric of oneness, pure unity consciousness. Changes in the universe within allow for changes in the universe without. We are becoming something new by embodying this divine multidimensional Christed or crystalline self. Divine DNA contains markers for a pure experience of source consciousness in denser form. Participation in the ascension process, the increase in positive photonic light, and our location in the galaxy activates these markers, allowing for an entirely new projection of realities through the sun, Gaia, and our heart centers. Cosmic frequencies from the universal central sun flow into our solar system and alter the way in which we co-create our realities. The prismatic effect of projecting experiences through the sun shifts into a pure, more unified form in alignment with the background energy, the cosmic mother frequency of this universe, which is pure, unconditional love. Our perception changes as we bilocate these new light codes and DNA strands into our bodies and fields and activate divine human DNA sequences. The solar shift we are currently experiencing is both internal and external. It affects consciousness, our perception of the creation within and without. Activated DNA can align you with the perceivable reality of ascension and ascended New Earth realities. In order for this to become the dominant reality of the collective, embodiment of the crystalline Christ consciousness must be attained by a small percentage of the ascending collective. This is why embodiment has been the focus of our ascension process. It must be willingly anchored into the human heart grid and the crystalline core of Gaia to initiate the quantum domino effect. This exquisite higher vibration will shine through all choosing ascension and lift the veil on the realities of New Earth for many. In order to create the Christed embodiment, our heart center Taurus becomes a solar generator during our ascension process. This is how we communicate with the sun, beloveds. The solar aspect within connects with DNA stored within the sun and other central suns, allowing access to the universal project of ascension. Solar aspects affected during this process include solar aspects of the human heart, solar temples within Gaia, solar templates in the etheric realms, solar crystalline aspects in the crystal beds and the crystal veins of Gaia, the solar aspects of water. The water elemental is capable of transmitting solar aspects instantaneously, both in the body and within and on Gaia. The solar aspects of the cosmic Christ in our DNA are also affected by this process. Many of you are experiencing the reunification with much higher aspects of self who are deeply involved in the cosmic trajectory of this planet and this solar system and this galaxy. By reactivating your master self, you may activate others as sons of God. Many of you understand the deep metaphor of universe, how Source creates and explores through infinite parallel expressions. You are inseparable from the whole, and through personal exploration, you may reveal what your particular fractal is up to across the dimensions and realms. All of these simultaneous experiences are linked through the multitudes of stargates and interuniversal flows of light, sound, geometry, and intention. They arise and collapse as needed across the densities and time-space. Cosmic stargates for ascension hold the intention to dissolve distortion by utilizing geometry, light, and advanced harmonics. As with all of our experiences, this is fractalization, reflections of what is occurring at much higher levels of consciousness. As we enter the vicinity of the cosmic stargates, which provide a pure ascension experience, the dynamics of Solaris, the sun, change. We have seen the sun shift to a more crystalline hue. The same is happening with our heart centers as we ascend. As Solaris changes, it changes the way in which our higher levels use the sun to interpret our experience. Remember how huge the true self is, beloveds. The solar prism clarifies to allow the frequency of the new earth, your divine DNA, to be reclaimed, rebundled, and support the perception of the ascension experience. It allows the Oversoul to project higher dimensional realities through our DNA. The realms of light where the cosmic rewrite has already unfolded communicate with us when we collapse time-space in meditation or sacred practices. These realms do not adhere to our linear numbering systems, 5D, 12D, etc., which we have used to comprehend the vastness of our own beingness up until this moment. Cosmic stargates are pathways of pure light which prepare the gateways of ascension, the primary Christed timeline experiences, and assist in our transcendence to higher levels of consciousness. They serve the universal rewrite, Source's command for purification. These stargates unify dimensions and densities, the gateways of New Earth and beyond. They are directly reflected in the crystalline DNA, which in visions can look like a stargate bridge to higher realms, because they are. Your internal solar gateway. Anything that sidesteps the diamond solar heart center will create disharmony for that creator in these new frequencies. That applies to individuals as well as collective creations. The amplification of intentions is the revelation experience, which is unfolding right now. Gatekeepers and grid workers have already unlocked the gateways of the Christed crystalline DNA, the cosmic crystalline bridges to the new earth. The resonance of activated DNA is speaking to and interacting with the cosmic consciousness of Gaia, Solaris, galactic levels, and universal creator levels. DNA speaks to the cosmos through your heart. Use your cosmic microphone to broadcast pure love light as we interact with the cosmic stargates. Visualize and feel it. That it's the key. For those with the unshakable core knowing, I am divine love, I am source, no matter what, we are prepared to receive the consciousness-shifting, reality-changing experience of embodiment. We open as conduits, as avatars of the next experience. We infuse the collective and grids with that vibration and let the higher self, higher light aspects, take over. We now embrace divine self-realization as our collective way-showership. Embodiment is the ability to experience the reconnection to pure source consciousness in the denser experience of a physical body. This anchors unconditional love and a higher dimensional experience into these lower realms. By experiencing our multidimensional self in the illusion of duality, we transform the entire structure of lower realities into triality and open the gateways to brand new experiences across all densities and dimensions. An insight on the New Earth realm from Gaia. With so much closure, completion, and timeline drop-off occurring, with the old platform gone and the new barely stabilized, we have been clearing galactic-level stories as well as our planetary-based timelines. During a particularly profound moment on the mountain, I asked how much of the old stories must be surrendered in order to experience the New Earth realm, which so many have seen in visions and parallel future experiences. I wasn't expecting to hear from Gaia herself, however, she was very clear. Her answer was instant and direct. The realms which we have created are of pure consciousness. The New Earth realms allow creations to manifest and dissolve with the same ease. There is no duality, no Akashic to clear or maintain, no karma. We designed it to hold no stories. It is a brand new realm which continues to evolve and expand as the universal ascension unfolds. With this message came the download of what creation of that ilk is like. Creations bubble up from 0 point and sink unmanifest just as easily. Nothing sticks or causes disharmony. The magnetics are completely different. And if it does cause disharmony, it is released without retribution. It does not last, nor is it judged. To feel it is to feel divine unconditional love in action, the purified realm that we are anchoring into our hearts right now. We experience the bliss, peace, and loss of gravity, the time-stop sensations of these New Earth realities already. That is the dimensional bleed-through, or the lifting of the veils which occurs as the astral planes which separated these realms collapse. We are being trained for this new kind of now creation during this phase of energetic shifts and timeline division. Creations begin, then dissolve. You'll notice this in your own life stream. We move on. We learn to be in zero point without attachment. Many of us don't remember details or our activities day to day. We forgive, we forget, we care, but we don't carry the weight of the past. With the latest influx of DNA activation and source reunification, everything is now neutral, divine, unconditional love. Even things that would look or feel good or bad to the lower linear self are released. Some definitions of New Earth have been limiting because they are stagnant or set in stone, which is not the New Earth dynamic. That realm, which already exists, is continuously evolving, accommodating the universal rewrite, the galactic rewrites, and of course the solar event within and without, which changes our sun, consciousness, and dimensional relationships. As masters of our own story and the collective unfoldment of ascension, this is a powerful rewriting phase for the ascension bound. The more we become conduits of this new realm of pure consciousness in this grounded now state, the easier we may co-create consciousness-shifting moments for all concerned. Embodiment, becoming the Stargate conduit. The catalyst for divine revelation is pure positive photonic light, which is a living consciousness. This pure living light activates the embodiment of our true self within our own hearts. We realize our inner universe. Our heart center becomes our great central sun, a fractalized representation of the multiverse in form, truly brilliant. Our conversation over the years has included many gateways and cosmic triggers. The experience of Source as Self is becoming a powerful, active experience in the High Vibe tribe. We now merge in consistent interaction with the cosmic flows of light coming through the sun and the stargates, both within and without. This is an internal and external unification. That realization in itself is beautiful because it demonstrates the gatekeeper experience, the knowing, feeling awareness of our interdimensional connection via the solar consciousness. The solar links between suns, stargates, and the solar cosmic Christ stargate within the heart center become self-evident. As we anchor this realization and pure light into the collective, we disperse those activations, experiences, and awareness out through the human heart grid, which acts as a collective stargate grid for all willing ascended hearts. We unify with this every Sunday during our global unity meditations, if you would like to receive those activations. These radiantly pure diamond, crystalline, photonic frequencies are here to stay. It is your choice to receive them, drink them in, utilize them to rewrite your consciousness. Stability and balance. Wayshowers anchor the new experience as first embodiers. This is an act of service, as it assists with stability and balance. This shift in our skills and services is upon us. The expansion within our own fields are a reflection of the expansion of Gaia. They are reciprocal in nature. Elementals are easily influenced by the collective emotional field, as are our brothers and sisters. Nothing will look or feel the same on this planet as ascension unfolds. Let her shift, open, redirect, cleanse as needed. Remember Gaia's message from 2012. Don't weep over my casket. It's a birth, not a funeral. Support this global process as a peaceful midwife. Attempting to restrain a birth is dangerous for both mother and child. The same applies to your own journey. Resisting change becomes very uncomfortable, then physically, mentally, and emotionally treacherous. Anxieties may be relieved by holding a clear, peaceful, grateful, loving container for the higher light and the birth of the ascension experience to flow through you. Breathe. Be the balance. When activation energies hit the physical, do everything to raise your vibration and take care. Low-vibe coping habits do not assist the physical, mental, and emotional or spiritual bodies in leveling up. Old looping behaviors and habits hold us back as a collective. Global shifting events are dependent upon us. Think global, act local. Everyone makes a difference, and you have more influence the stronger your light becomes. One high vibrational being has more influence than thousands of unawakened or low vibrational expressions. The embodiment phase demonstrates our foundation of unconditional love and divine service. We reclaim our spiritual inheritance and gain the cosmic perspective of love, faith, and dedication. Last year contained many collective tipping points for timeline drop-offs, unified choices, and higher trajectories. The most significant were the shift to a collective higher trajectory end of May and end of November, the organic repositioning of Solaris at the end of July, the removal of inorganic timeline implants and their source in July, the opening of the Infinity Gates and the Interplanetary Gateway Purification at the end of August, the dissolvement of inorganic timelines, which anchored looping programs, karma, control of the Akashic, all dissolved with the September equinox, and the migration of all willing hearts to the organic primary ascension timelines, along with a core magnetic shift within Gaia, began in December. This is triggering the complete shift to the new Earth crystalline grid systems, the activation of the ancient sacred sites encoded for this phase of our ascension, and the unlocking of the living library realms within Gaia. Migration to the organic timelines, the astral clearing, and the magnetic shifts are ongoing. These trigger notable effects on our ascension. We now have open access to the multidimensional self as the diamond crystalline solar heart purifies. The ascension column brightens, strengthens, unifies all the different chakra systems across the dimensional layers and parallel realities. We have the activation of the crystalline rainbow bridge DNA, the rewiring of the brain, energy fields, and body to accommodate higher, stronger, positively charged photonic light influxes. The body can adjust to be a better conduit if you assist it. A new phase of co-creative contact with our star families and higher future visions of self and the multidimensional self step forth. We experience the source as self as a consistent integrated experience, profound insights, peace, and blissful sensations. The migration of realities quickens along with the timeline division. More revelation, more clearing, the increased ability of unified abilities to override and dissolve miscreations and distortions accelerates. Embodiment changes everything. We were told that the embodiment of the Christ, the crystalline DNA, Christed Diamond Solar Heart Center, and unity consciousness changes everything for the ascending collective realities. embodiment affects the light quotient of the planet, and her grids have shifted to the higher dimensional crystalline grid as the lower realities dissipate. This is similar to how our Taurus fields expand to merge with the 5D level of self and beyond. Embodiment opens the external and internal stargates for the return of Christ crystalline unity consciousness. This is happening now, and this year dramatically increases the experience of unity consciousness in ascending hearts. Our services, skills, bodies, and consciousness are affected by this divine DNA. It creates the bridge between worlds, which is a marvel to experience while in form. It also prepares us to call in stronger solar flashing activity, which is not an escape. It is a global activation of higher consciousness. This flashing activity is witnessed in meditation, especially over the last couple of years, or while connecting with the cosmic self and Solaris out in nature. As our multidimensional selves reunify and provide conscious awareness of the vastness of Source as Self, the vibration of our bodies, fields, and DNA allow for divine self-realization. Embodiment feels avatar-like as the higher selves ascend the lower self consciousness. When we surrender to this divine presence of self, it rewrites our consciousness via divine crystalline rainbow bridge DNA. It changes the way we feel, think, act, love, and express and create. We become the bridge to the new reality, not only by embodying this DNA and its pure light frequency, but by demonstrating its effects. While our focus is on transforming consciousness, the embodiment phase has obvious effects on our bodies. Physical symptom mentions are never to be taken as medical advice. We are all unique. Photonic light reveals distortion as well as activation, so pay attention to what your body is revealing for you. The grandest experience is becoming a sun. The experience of pure, unconditional love and unity consciousness returning to our awareness. However, we are ascending right through the body, with the body, in order to transform collective realities. So we need to take care of ourselves, reassure those beginning to experience the unusual, and share the journey as this unfolds. Notable sensations and experiences. Crystalline rainbow bridge DNA. You may see it in visions. It may express as strands or geometries. Unmistakable pastel rainbow colors that vibrate very intensely with diamond, crystalline, pearlescent, golden light. You may see fields of magenta, emerald, gold, diamond, pearlescent, aqua, or pastel colors as the third eye adjusts to the new DNA frequency. This is spreading right now through quantum effect, through the awakened human heart grid. A new round of brain pathway activation and rewiring. Cranial expansion has its benefits. Crystalline structures in the bones, assisting in activating the skull to support brain rewiring, is occurring right now. Multidimensionality as a conscious, aware state means we suddenly have access to a lot of information. It's very stimulating. The light and DNA triggers new pathways in the brain to support complexity. The pituitary pineal complex also expands. Headaches and neck aches are widespread. Meditation assists to calm the mental stimulation. You may experience nausea from the etheric glands in the abdomen getting hit by stronger light. The two sets of etheric glands below the ribs and just inside the hip bones are there to assist the body and hold more light and transmute toxins. These cause the bloating or pregnant belly look when activated. They can cause nausea when the light influxes are strong. Our internal systems are evolving to higher light existence. less food, plant-based diets which hold more light, and detoxification assist the body in adapting. Tones are growing in intensity and in higher pitch. Ascension tinnitus, hearing the higher frequencies, is much louder, constant and higher pitched. My tones can wake me up in the night. They can get laughably loud. Two factors contribute to this. The vagus nerve, the largest nerve in the body, connects to the cranium and the abdomen. Our nervous systems receive activations easily. The nervous system gets very activated during the ascension process. The vagus nerve in particular wraps behind your ears, causing the attention signals and the music of the spheres, the angelic choir sounds we hear during ascension. Secondly, the tiniest bones in the body are inside the ear, which speak to the brain. Crystalline activation in the bones makes us vibrate like crystals, the tiniest being the most susceptible, adding to the complex tones and the symphonies of light which we hear. Tones are varied in purpose, activity within Gaia, your own light body, the DNA, the sun, the magnetics, light ships or star family nearby, cosmic stargate activity. It completely depends on the moment and what is unfolding with your personal journey. Crystalline or beaming skin. This has been fun over the years, watching our skin get glittery. Crystalline particles vibrate themselves out through the skin, just like crystals vibrate themselves out of Gaia. With embodiment, light may suddenly radiate out of the skin, hands, heart, and eyes, more beam-like than aura glow. Light and crystalline particles are beginning to be seen and heard. It is simply a side effect of us becoming more crystalline. Alignment with the organic primary timelines of ascension, the great unknown, which doesn't feel like a timeline at all. You feel and experience the division of worlds in your own life stream. Things fade away, other things present. Consistent alignment and intention are required. Releasing the bonds of gravity and time. We experience less gravity or gravity anomalies. Consistent lifting, expanding, floating sensations. We are releasing the bonds of dense time dynamics created by gravity, and it affects our physical experience by feeling floaty, swirly, dizzy. We are overriding gravity time dynamics as we release the grip of duality and density. There are long moments when time stands still. Ascension column, unify chakras across the dimensions. Our heart centers become crystalline solar. They attract and radiate these forces of light and energy through our toroidal fields. This unifies the 33 chakra points across the multidimensional expressions of self via the ascension column, the pillar of light. Gone are the days of seven chakras or dense colors, a fine system for 3D but no longer applicable as a rule. Deep understanding of everything as part of the whole and honoring of the purification cycle. Oneness with Source as Source. The experience of Krishna, Christed, or the I Am state of consciousness. Merging with all that is. The immortal feeling state of divine love. This intensifies with crystalline DNA embodiment and solar heart center expansion. Tools of Christed Mastery present, often envisioned with initiate-style ceremony. These feel overwhelmingly powerful. They radiate pure love and will bring tears to your eyes when they present. The Christed kit includes typically ornate objects in diamond, crystalline, golden, white, or rainbow pearlescent colors. Multiple crowns, the scepter or wand, the orbs or crystal spheres, rainbow pearlescent wings, the sacred solar heart or sun symbols, crystalline rainbow DNA. Crowns may be delivered by doves or angelics, and over the years have been anything from white feathers to gold to diamond light. Galactics may present with gifts. These are the tools of Christed Mastery. Experiencing source thought as your thought, and vice versa, without toggling between the two. This is an unmistakable step in our ascension process, blissy and profound, a pure, doubtless experience of being and witnessing the self as source simultaneously. No separation. Divine neutrality, the perspective of patience as generosity. Immortal, limitless time for all of this to unfold for humanity. Service to the ascension, no matter how long it takes in linear density, is the mission. Take note, divine neutrality actually accelerates the collective process. Embodiment changes everything. Divine service, prioritizing highest interest and unity consciousness. Heart brain is louder than mind brain. Source love is the dominant presence. Feeling and listening to the heart rather than the mind or emotional levels. This affects our communication, thoughts, activities, DNA recalibration, higher skill activation, creative expressions, everything. Becoming a pure conduit for positive photonic light. Love light rays flow through your heart and fields consistently. The higher levels beam people, Gaia, gateways, grids, everything right through us. This may cause anxiety when your fields or heart are suddenly expanded. Breathe. It's just expansion. Parent the body through this experience. Unwavering mastery skills. Forgiveness, gratitude, divine neutrality, surrender, unconditional love, faith, devotion, patience, non-judgment, healing, harmony, and divine service become ever-present and self-evident. Acceleration in telepathic communication, interdimensional contact, and higher dimensional creation. The ascending collective feels, hears, speaks to the interconnected heart grid. Contact is purifying and increasing. Crystals are changing as vehicles of this higher light and information. Get them outside to reset and assist with higher creations. As always, there is no cure for ascension symptoms or side effects. It isn't a disease. This is evolution in progress. Some helpful reminders. For the mental and emotional levels, align with peace, unity, and divine love. Keep it simple and creative. Journal for clarity. Mantras calm the mind. Get outside. Meditate. Learn something new to assist the brain rewiring for higher levels of creativity. For the body, hydration, fresh air, natural bodies of water, and sunshine help with this organic process of ascension. Earthing, bare feet on the ground, while circulating your torus fields allows balance in the cellular structure, DNA, and light body. Connect as a conduit of the sun and Gaia often. The codes are very stimulating to the crystalline DNA. Physical crystals are amplifying, especially quartz, and may assist with integration. Get to a proper healer or prioritize your health and detoxification if the body is in pain. These are strong, vital light influxes, beloveds. Earthing, hydration, meditation, and movement are supportive. This is affecting your whole system. Meditate to calm the body and mind and assist the pineal in adjusting to the next level of vision. Embrace unity consciousness and creativity in thought, word, and deed. This is a year to demonstrate, reveal unity in the physical in order to bridge the realms and activate our collective DNA. Embodiment can feel like out of embodiment as the divine DNA returns and reconnects. Our higher selves operate on a much higher level of frequency. Unity consciousness is a very different experience. Beyond bliss and unconditional love, it reunifies us with the cosmic self right through the heart center, serving as a son of God. When influxes get strong, we need to eat high vibe, hydrate, stretch, flow the meridians, indulge in self-care, meditate, and rest when we are tired. Take note of dietary shifts and behavioral changes that are needed in order to keep up with your acceleration. It is a fascinating phase of our process. We walk through these embodiment gateways together, beloveds. Let us show humanity what is possible with ascension.